Some Palestinian families, radio is the only way they can connect to their loved ones in Israeli prisons. Palestinian prisoners tune in and listen to their families sharing news and updates. Shows like this one on the Voice of Palestine radio are even more important for prisoners whose families are not allowed to visit. Miasar Hamid speaks on the radio. She tells her two sons she's doing well and can't wait to see them. For years, the Israeli authorities haven't allowed Miasar to visit her children, citing grounds of security. Israel controls who gets to visit. Palestinian families need permits to cross into Israel, where almost all the jails are. Miasar lives alone now. She says holiday periods are the hardest time of the year.
I worry about them. Do they eat well? Do they get enough food? Do they like it? Is it too cold in jail?
Her son Mu'adh is accused of shooting and killing an Israeli settler in 2015. He's yet to be sentenced. Her youngest, Nu'man, has been held for more than a year in what's called administrative detention, imprisonment without charges. Both Mu'adh and Nu'man have been jailed before.
They keep saying they have a secret file. Why don't they tell us what he's being held for? It's because they have nothing on him. It's just an excuse to keep him in jail.
Miasar says it's almost impossible for prisoners with administrative detention to plan their lives.
Nu'man spent more than 2 years in administrative detention before, and after his release, he decided to get engaged and start a family. He was arrested shortly after and held under administrative detention again. He's still in jail for over a year now.
Currently, there are 4,800 prisoners in Israeli jails. Nearly 1,000 are in administrative detention. Human rights groups say this is the highest number of administrative detainees in two decades. This protest takes place every week to demand the release of prisoners. Over the years, the numbers of those taking part has been declining.
If there is an imminent danger facing prisoners, the people will take to the streets. Just recently, prisoners were to start the hunger strike. People were ready for a confrontation. This is why Israel caved into the demands of prisoners. It knows that the tensions would have escalated on the streets, so they backtracked.
Prisoners, too, know that they won't be released in any deal soon. But most live in hope that one day they'll be reunited with their families. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, The Occupied West Bank.